it for our show this week. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week on CJLO Sports.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. Last Tuesday, the Concordia Student Union opened the doors to their new daycare for student parents. Sarah Michelle Thomas, a part-time Concordia anthropology student, told CBC that mornings have been greatly simplified since her son started at the new daycare. Quote, "I just drop him off in the morning, do my homework, and go to class," end quote. The daycare is located in a heritage building on Bishop Street that belongs to the university. It has room for 52 preschoolers, including 10 spaces for babies. Concordia already has two other daycare centers, one at Sir George Williams and the other one on Loyola campus, but they focus on accommodating staff and faculty, leaving little room for student parents.
For too long, the voices of our matriarchs, our knowledge keepers, and our water carriers were omitted. They were silenced, and they were ignored. We were left out of conversations directly affecting our families, our communities, our nations. Today, this changes.
That was the voice of Francine Zhou, the president of the Native Women's Association of Canada, during a signing ceremony in Ottawa on Friday. The NWAC signed an agreement with the federal government to give Indigenous women greater say in federal decision-making processes that impact Indigenous peoples. According to APTN News, the agreement states the parties will jointly establish policy priorities that they will review and discuss on a semi-annual basis through meetings with the Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations Canada, the Minister of Indigenous Services Canada, and other key federal cabinet ministers. Joe also added, quote, "After 45 years of NWAC advocating for women of many Indigenous nations, this is the first time Canada is entering into an agreement to ensure fair and equal inclusion of Indigenous women, girls, and gender diverse people in the development and design processes of programs, services, policies, and laws," end quote. FOMO is real, and FOMO during a holiday like the Valentine's is even realer. That's why Project Kindness, a St. John's-based volunteer group, wants people to make cards to give to strangers on the streets and in long-term care homes. According to CBC, Hassan Hai, the group's, quote, chief kindness officer, said he got the idea a year ago. Quote, "There's a ton of people who get cards from maybe loved ones or even classmates, but there's also a significant number of people who, you know, just don't have that connection or maybe could use a kind gesture," end quote. Hai put out the call for people to make the cards together, and they were able to make over 2,000 cards and even got donations from different care homes and senior centers and charities. The cards will go to long-term care homes as well as organizations such as Choices for Youth and Stella's Circle. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Patronata, you guys up on that yet?
Not up on those.
Patronata's new as well.
I am up on them? Oh, yeah. My bad.
Thank you for tuning in to CJLO 1690. This is CMZO, Concordia Music Zone Out, with your host, Aaliyah Guerra. I got my two co-hosts in the host in the studio, not in the host. What's up, guys?
What's up? Hey, how's it going?
Cool. It's nice to have the whole trio back, you know.
Always is.
I always feel like there's somebody missing.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a guest or something. Mm, yeah.
It's never quite the same.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's great, because now I wanted to put some more, like, you know, fun, up-tempo stuff, you know, keep everybody... Mm. Warm in the cold season.
Yeah, so. Of course.
Yeah. Anyway, anything new with you guys?
Nothing much, I guess.
Wow, you guys. Come on, this is like time for a really
honestly
engaging
just
answer.
Like school, it's all right.
Yeah,
Joseph, you're killing me, man. Come on.
I don't know. I think it's the winter blues, yeah. Is it?
I think that's what it is. You know what? So that's great, because I have some bossa nova and all that perfect warm stuff. Plus, I got like some really good like house kind of vibes,
oh,
you know,
cool
house music
cool
vibes today.
Bit of a mix, then.
Exactly. I feel like it's a great little fusion, because it's cold, if mm-hmm you want to stay warm. But it's also like Black History Month, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then music's a really great way to kind of integrate all these fun ideas and
that's right,
yeah, educational
so
points. So yeah. I'm gonna let the music run, but yeah, we're gonna check some people on Instagram and Facebook, because we did put out some promotional stuff.
Oh, yeah,
today.
That's
true. So yeah,
see what happens.
We'll that's see what it happens. I'm trying yeah to put some more faith in the audience, because our last live stream was pitiful. It really was.
Like two, three people, but that's okay.
It's yeah, not, you gotta start somewhere, right?
Exactly.
It matters how much people came.
Exactly. Anyway.
Could be one or two, but that's, you know, it's all fine.
What can you do?
There we go. So I'm going to let this run. The song that was playing before, so we had our intro.
Yeah.
There's a song called, I'm going to have to call it back because I can't see right now. It's okay. Anyway, I'm going to let this play. This is Capoeira Vai by Sabrina Maleros.
Oh, nice. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. But yeah, once you get it down, it's great. Yeah. Anyway, here we go.
In administration, attend the HEC Montreal MSc in.
Hey, what's Concordia Music Zone out?
Well,
I don't know me anymore.
I just think you shake your thighs in a room full of all the hope. CJLO 1690 AM.
Are you thinking about a Master of Science in Administration? Attend the HEC Montreal MSc Information Session Thursday, February 7th at 6:30. Discover HEC Montreal Management specializations offered in English and in French, finance, data and business, financial engineering, global supply chain management, user experience, and international business. Attend the information session Thursday, February 7th at 6:30. Meet professors, learn more about the programs and administration. Register now at hec.ca.
Hey, what's Concordia Music Zone out?
Well, what isn't it? We hold music and social events, as well as workshops, and host a show on CJLO 1690 AM.
A show? What do you play?
Hip-hop, soul, jazz, and R&B, with a focus on what's new and local. You can also expect interviews and live performances.
We provide a platform for local artists to promote their music, art, and projects, and to connect them with the Montreal community.
I'm sold. When's your show?
Every Monday from 4 till 5 p.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM and online at cjlo.com.
And make sure to follow hashtag CMZO on social media.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Okay, now everybody's mic is on.
Yep,
yeah.
Wonderful.
So just technical difficulties. So I just feel like in the future, DJs should just all leave the gear the way they find it. You know what I mean?
What can we do there?
You know.
We make it work.
Yeah. It happens.
It's all the wonder, you know, of live radio. That
yeah, everything.
Stuff happens. It's about to happen. So.
Yeah.
But what I did want to kind of open up the floor was because you guys are mentioning this 21 Savage getting deported
back and him being finished.
That's crazy.
It's so strange.
But tell me a bit about this, because I'm really not into like what, you know, the pop culture, what's going on with certain people.
Yeah, like all I'm seeing on the internet right now is like, you know, a bunch of memes of him being British and like, you know, those stereotypical like British memes, like
no,
him, like when 21 Savage pulls off his Glock, it's actually like a musket, you know.
Yeah.
or like how he's gang.
Oh my gosh, come on.
Or like how he's gang be looking like, it's, you know, those like red coats doing the American Revolution.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he's got like, you know, it's full just, on.
Yeah,
and
like stupid memes.
Yeah, it's wow. Strange because the man has. You know, Atlanta's got a massive scene, and he has really been like, I am.
He's been on the forefront for it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like such a plot twist, and everyone's kind of like, wait,
honestly,
what?
Yeah. the dude is like rapped about his sort of growing up in Atlanta.
Yeah, and how it's been tough, and like how he killed people, how his brother and sister.
Yeah, and you just, and of course, we don't have the full story yet. Let's be honest. Like, we don't.
Everyone's
really
always getting hyped up off the fluff.
We just kind of, we've heard that he was originally,
this is what I call the fluff. UK. Like they, this is like the random things. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can react.
It's still
this.
Music related, this thing though. So
yeah,
it was talking.
But it's just kind of unfortunate that all these things happen, and then it becomes like the major story of the century during a month that's supposed to be acknowledging other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And I mean, it's not even just like one thing. Like there are things that are in place. Like we have the Super Bowl, then we've got the Grammys, and we've got the Oscars, and we've got what, the Golden Globe or whatever. All these things coming up, and it's like, is this really geared towards like what this month is, quote unquote, for? True.
It's a bunch of things run by old white people, basically.
Wait, BT, like,
sorry,
pulling jabs, huh?
Oh man, you know, you got a Filipino dude, and you got this black girl in here, so
like,
it
okay, make us tell if you want. But yeah, is the BT Awards held on February?
I actually have no idea, because I've kind of just stopped watching these things.
My friend told me
about
what
happens the next morning.
Yeah, it's all crazy and stuff. Like, all these like rappers and like singers like pulling shots at each other.
I would assume. I mean, it's for like good ratings, right?
That too.
That's what the people like.
They want that.
That's what the kids like these days. I don't know.
Who knows? It's the pop culture spectacle, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. But I wanted to say shout out to you guys, because I mean, you guys are literally making my life more enjoyable as a DJ.
Oh,
because it's hard to come across new music that's like really good, but it's not just overhyped with like you know, someone saying, oh, this is gonna be the best album of all time, and it's like says who? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like who said that? So anyway, but like you guys sent me some really cool songs, and so I really wanted to for sure. No, I'm not, I wouldn't say that, because I trust you guys with my show, you know? So unless I meant it.
Unless I sneak in some, like, I don't know, Cardi B or Drake one day.
Hey, listen, we're not throwing shade, though, right? Those are
I would never
conversations.
That,
but I just wanted to say, because you guys gave me some really great suggestions. So we played, what was this, Free Room. That is a fire track.
Yeah, it is.
Which one of y'all sent me that?
It was Frank.
That was me.
Yes, Frank. Tell
Revan
me about
Lene.
It.
She's been around a while. That track is from, I think, 2016.
Yeah. Mm.
But I've only started to hear about her over the past year, primarily because last February she released an EP
which Steve Lacey.
Entirely produced by Steve Lacey, I believe.
Yep. Oh, okay.
That Free Room is an earlier track, though. Mm. From like 3 years ago now, but it sounds so kind of the moment.
Yeah,
and I never heard of her, and then that's kind of like why I was like, wow, what, who is this?
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I think I seen her like in relation to like the internet. I think it was Patrick Page, the bassist, like had like an Instagram video of her. I don't know if they were warming up for what's her name, Georgia Smith, when she did her US tour. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, she did open up.
So that's where I've seen this name before. Okay, but I've never heard the music.
But she also had like a few like gigs with a selection too.
Okay, nice.
With like
Esther,
Sango,
Sango, Sango is dope. I remember I checked out Sango and I was like, hey,
I'm not sure if she did a track with Sango, but I'm pretty sure with Monty Booker.
So was it like a trap sort of feel, or was it more like specifically R&B?
It had this like a bit of like electronic vibe and like synths to it, but like the whole beat was still like trap related.
Exactly. Because you know what, like people would like really associate Sango to that original wave of trap, and I honestly like it because it wasn't just all about 808s. Like he still had that R&B,
he also
flair
put
in
that
in
like the whole like, you know, favela sound to it.
For sure. Damn, we chat a lot, guys. But this is good.
Keep on going.
We have all the good conversations out there.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyhow, I wanna oh my gosh.
No.
What's that?
Chill.
No, the next song we're gonna play is Feathers.
Oh,
who put this one?
Loves Me.
Alright.
By New Jobbies.
cool. Let's listen to it, and then we'll talk about it. Cool.
I have a lot to say about him too, so.
All right, here we go.
Light as a feather when I'm floating through, reading through the daily news, measuring the hurt within the golden rule. Centimeters of ether, I'm heating the speaker. Motivational teacher with words that burn people. Singing the headlines, line with discord. It's either genocide or the planet in uproar. Never good, the rules in paradise are never nice. The best laid plans of mice and men are never right. I'm just a vagabond with flowers for Algernon. An average Joe who knows what the fuck is going on. It's the hope of my thoughts that I travel upon. Fly like an arrow of God until I'm gone. So drifting away like a feather in air, letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air, letting my soul take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater. Taking chances, word tap dancing with wolves in an ice arena. Propaganda, 6 o'clock news and insane cultures clash, all black folk and white trash. They rebel in the cyberspace that might crash. Dash to millennium, a million miles are running at the speed of now, but I don't return gunning. Rambo style gun, old child gunning. Ambo plow, two times loud, stunning.
Stunning when they hit you, lift you off the earth like, hey yo, take you right back to earth. And niggas wonder why, they might wonder why this shit might happen, but it does. It go.
Drifting away like a feather in air, letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air, letting my soul take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater. So
treat you better than me, cause that's the heavenly key to unlock the inner strength where my essence will be. It's the knowledge of self.
Yeah, we're back. So, you know, I mean, I don't even mean to like throw shade. It's just like, it's my own song, so I don't feel like someone's like, hey, yeah, that's my song. You know what I mean?
You can go over the top.
Just wanted to make another announcement, and I'm going to keep doing it till y'all remember. March 23rd at Paradise Island, that's 8080 Newman Boulevard, I'll be having a show. It's Taste of Paradise, so it's really to get away from the winter blues, get a little something warm. Dinner is included, by the way, so if you like Caribbean food, it'll keep you warm, keep you happy. Yes.
May I have that jerk chicken?
That what you know about jerk chicken, Joseph?
Well, my family makes them, so.
No, don't kill me.
Or them patties or roti.
Yeah,
yo.
Okay, yo. And we need to turn up at this show together then. So if you guys want to come chill with me and Joseph, for getting roti for sure is definitely on the list. I know there's going to be rice and peas in my chicken.
$10,
there,
right?
No.
More.
Because dinner's included. Right. Plus there's going to be like some dancing. We got a DJ at the end, live band, you know. Everything's included this time. Last time it was just like the band and like some drinks and stuff. This time it's full dinner. So it's going to be 30 online, 35 at the door. But regardless, you're going to be really full because there's mad food. Like, it's not just roti. There's like chow mein, which I guess like pancit. Is that?
Yeah.
I guess it's the same thing.
Pancit's like for Filipinos and like Chinese.
But it's like the same idea, like fried up noodles and it's like really good. Yeah. Do y'all have that in the UK?
We have very little in the UK.
I think we've already got established this.
It's especially where I live in the UK,
right,
which is like deepest, darkest countryside.
So you will not find any Caribbean
you will not.
People.
But you also have like like Indian food in that side?
Yeah, like it's sort of we've co-opted the curry as our own national dish. Yeah, which is a bit suspect because that's not how it works.
Yeah, it was fish and chips or like pie and mash.
Yeah,
and, like,
exactly. Y'all got that down though.
But that's just, quite bland.
I can't. You guys are killing me. Okay.
I know some fish and chips,
so,
though.
Like, you guys are making me hungry, by the way. And we still have, like, another, 20 minutes to go.
God. We need snacks.
But, hey, now I'm going on to James' track. Come on, guys. We got to get together. No, but that's really all I wanted to say. Don't forget. March 23rd, get your tickets. You can go to Aaliyah Guerra Music, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, you know. It's all there. And then, you'll find the event page, Eventbrite. Get your tickets. Sure. Yeah. This is James Bailey, Paper Planes. Cool dude from Toronto.
Woo. Oh, lovely.
Bring out the best in me. nothing can be wrong with me. You make my reality. Even if you disagree, your precious love is all I need. Make love in paradise, in paradise. Forget as time goes by, we'll go and realize. Discover true love dies, we'll find a paradise. Don't forget as time goes by, we'll go and realize. Discover true love dies, we'll find a paradise.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a chance to chat about your songs because I realized we kind of got off topic.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And that never came back. Yeah. But,
that's
yeah.
That's good, though.
Can you just tell me, I'm going to just run it for like maybe 2 minutes if y'all can keep it short. Yeah, this Feather track.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about
this
it.
This track is by produced by New Jobbies. He was a famed Japanese hip-hop producer.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
That's cool.
People would see him as the Japanese Jay Dilla.
Oh, dope, okay.
Yeah, because he had the same beats, same boom bap type beats. And like he was basically at the forefront for like Japanese underground hip hop scene. And he did like production for like a lot of Japanese like anime shows like Samurai Champloo, which was this Afro Asian like show anime that was like had incorporating hip hop elements to like traditional Japanese like.
Oh, cool.
Too. So like, yeah, it was like the main character was like some samurai, had like the whole hip, like old school hip hop aesthetic on him, and
right.
It was pretty sick.
Wow, yeah. I didn't even know that because I honestly wouldn't have thought that Afro culture would be actually depicted in
like
Asian
Japan
culture like
and
that.
In America too, yeah.
That's very nice, and thanks so much for sharing that. Especially like this month, it's very like cohesive with our idea.
Same thing that happened to Jay Dilla, like they both like passed away.
Unfortunate causes of death too. Man, that's just what happens when you have someone that's just so great at creating music. It's like we're not good enough to have them for a lifetime. Yeah. It's unfortunate. But and then there was another song, Honey Bee.
Oh, that was by Unknown Mortal.
Oh, you gave me that one too?
Yeah.
Joseph, you're on a roll. Okay.
He's coming through.
Yeah, they're in New Zealand, right?
Yeah. Unlike Motel Orchestra.
It's like a psychedelic rock band.
What is their album called? Sex and Food? Oh my gosh.
They're quite weird.
Yeah.
Well,
no, but I mean, that's great marketing, though. Yeah. Who's going to say no?
Exactly.
But yeah, I really enjoyed this track. I felt it was very appropriate for this whole weather right now. The whole simplicity.
Oh my gosh, I just need to hear it again. Sorry.
You just want to dance to it.
I'm that DJ that's going
to
replay the song.
Hype it up.
Yeah.
No, for sure. How did you come across this song?
I guess we'll get through Spotify, the recommendation section.
Yeah.
Just shuffle through.
And if you could, I don't know, maybe give me a recommendation from this artist that's similar style, where would that come from?
Same songs?
Same style of music. Or in that category.
Would you say Tame Impala in a way?
Yeah, you could definitely say something like a Tame Impala. That sort of
now you guys know what to send me for next
yeah
week.
Honestly right. It's is
yeah,
that
I'll
kind
put
of,
Tame Impala
yeah sure, trust it's that dope. Psychedelic kind of rock pop vibe
yeah if there's more of where this came from
yeah
we need to explore this guys
yeah, yeah. Tame Impala is slightly more sure. Sort of
upbeat
compared to this but yeah
very cool
we'll be
and
back
more
with
more popular sound too as well
yeah definitely
cool and you sent me some more Jordan Rakai
yeah
you know what I was going
yeah. Yeah I thought you might be a fan of
yeah,
this actually
you guessed right yeah
yeah because it's the name on the track is Loyal Kana who is a massive in the UK basically he's a rapper. But he raps about how much he loves his mum and just really wholesome things.
That is wholesome though.
It is wholesome. Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it.
He's so wholesome. And so yeah, this track Motolengi is about
Is that
yeah.
I'm
he takes,
so glad I
he
let
takes
you
the
that.
Title from a cookbook that
wow.
My mum owns that cookbook.
Oh. What?
That's so sweet.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got Jordan Rakai on there as well.
That's so sweet.
Just holding it down with some oh so smooth vibes. Yeah, no, he's such a lovely boy.
Guys, we need to listen to it now.
Yeah, put it on.
We'll get back to the other songs. Okay, here we go. What's it called again? One more time.
Otolengi.
Say it slow.
Otolengi.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's so
much fun.
Hi. I was sat up on the train, staring out the window at the rain. I heard this little lady must have felt the pain. Ask her mum if the blazing sun will ever shine again. I felt ashamed, feel the same, not a mother though. Nah, started to laugh, got a son involved. I mentioned the past like a running joke and told it without all the rain, there's no stunning growth. Close, to everything and nothing. Picture past the honeymoon and bluffing, where the wooden spoon is only cuffing. Short of the discussion, but the roots can't maneuver out of nothing. I've been suffering these dreamy days, remedying lust. Don't hold any memories of us, rather hold you every day until the memories are dust. Yo, we only call the train, cause you know I hate the bus. Never get enough.
Born and raised. Made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face. Some relate, leave everything in yesterday.
They ask about the Bible I was reading. Told them that the title was misleading. Labeled it Jerusalem, but really it's for cooking Middle East. And I could see that mine was changing with the seasons. Shaded for a reason. They would start decreasing. Leaving like the orange in the evening. It was creeping through the clouds, but now I'm proud to see the images releasing. I just wish the little lady could have seen them, but she was dreaming. Reckon she's standing with her mom, second to her look. Mother, here's the sun. Rooted in the moment till the memories are done. So I sit and start to wonder on the woman she'll become. Wonder if I had a son or a daughter, ones that I brought up never strong, never telling me to run, never trying to find a sum, trying to get it done. Yo, I wonder if she'd ever be as clever as her mum. One.
Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face. Some relate, leave everything in yesterday. Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face. Some relate, leave everything in yesterday.
1690 AM.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, March 2nd at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. Come early at noon to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check the website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Bad boy, no Diddy, but it's all no Biggie. I've been up all night. Hey! And it's all so jiggy when I'm off that sticky. I'ma catch that fly. Yeah. Please don't bring up anything that just might kill that vibe. Take a shot to the head and rewind, but that's till we all get live. Hey! Bounce to the baseline. She tryna show love through the FaceTime. Whoa. On a vibe with a great mind. That's a word that I heard through the grapevine. Like the first of the month.
Okay.
Don't get your nerves in a bunch.
Okay.
Take a shot and see what it does. 9 times out of 10, it's real and not tough. And it's all so wild. 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 Let me see that bounce. Hey, going up right now. Let me see that bounce.
Welcome to the
woke up so litty in a so dope city. I've been up all night. Could've kept that kitty, but I left my pity. Pray the pro don't slide. Last night had a dub in blackjack and Rex went all in twice. Who would've known the bad luck would turn to good luck in just one night? Look at me. Been through the most, but it's moving vastly. Still on a vibe, we can move to that beat. Eyes on the prize, put it all beside me. Till it all pile up, put it all beside me. The dust might settle. Turn up, we turn to new levels.
Right.
Burn up the grass and hit pedals.
Right.
This night is popping like Leno. And it's all so wild. 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 Let me see that bounce. Hey, going up right now. Let me see that bounce.
Welcome to the
put it all on ice when it all fall down. You can feel that mix. Chain on my neck looking like French toast. That gold hella crisp.
Oh.
Gotta sip that juice when I walk in the cut. Never lost my grip.
Oh.
Once in a while I break out the wild. Do you catch my drift? Do you feel that way? And now we raise the Marnier. A million ways to wild out. And it could last 2 days. 2 days turn to 3 days. 3 days turn to 1 week. So up could probably repeat. No stop, it only proceeds. And it's all so wild. 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 Let me see that bounce. Hey, going up right now. Let me see that bounce.
Welcome to the wild.
Left side, right side, this side. Check. Left side, right side, this side. Check. Left side, right side. This side,
break down, down,
check.
Down, down.
Left side, right side,
this side,
break down. And it's all so wild, and it's all so wild, and it's all so wild, and it's all so wild. Let me see that bounce. Hey, going up right now, let me see that bounce.
And I was thinking of you.
This is a tune called Night Song by Anissa Strings, really great musician from California. And yeah, just I followed her on Instagram recently and was very, very pleasantly surprised. So
oh, lovely. I'm intrigued to hear.
It's a nighttime tune, so it's soulful.
Lovely.
It glows as bright.
the sun feels close and near. It warms my skin like a stream of joyful tears. And as wildfire burns, a heart grows full of fear. But when it's done, the